Okay, let's get started with Yehoshua, Perek Aleph, as we start off the Navi series with Sefer Yehoshua. And the first question we ask, as a Derech HaLimud, I will not be reading the entire Perek inside. I will be summarizing the story for the first 2 minutes or so. But obviously, it's most valuable to go through the Pesukim, and then we'll be going through different thoughts throughout the Perek based on the Pesukim that we have. So, Sefer Yehoshua. So even before we start, the question is, why was Yehoshua the one that was chosen? What was his unique character? After all, Moshe Rabbeinu had sons. Maybe they weren't the greatest tzaddikim, but no, he had sons. They didn't fill his shoes. Yehoshua ben Nun Dafka was chosen. And we know he wasn't the greatest in Mawa. The Ramban writes by the Meraglim in Parsha Shlach that at that time they were all the greatest of the generations. Yehoshua was not first on the list. He was about number 5 on the list. And if you look in the Rambam, in his Hakdama to Mishneh Torah, we know the Rambam has 3 big Hakdamas. The Rambam has a Hakdama to Chelek, the last Perek in Sanhedrin, Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, Shmona Prachim, and a Hakdama to all of Mishnah. But he has a short Hakdama, a 3-page Hakdama to Mishneh Torah itself. So in there he mentions the Shalshalas HaMesorah that went from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way down. And he quotes, "Af al pi shelo nechtava Torah shebal peh, limda Moshe Rabbeinu kula bebezino l'shem zakenim." Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah shebal peh to the 70 elders, "Ve'elazar u'pinchas v'yoshua, shlashtan kiblu b'moshe." Elazar, the son of Aaron, Pinchas, son of Elazar, and Yoshua got the Torah shebal peh from Moshe. "Uli Yehoshua, shehu talmido shel Moshe Rabbeinu, masar Torah shebal peh v'tzivahu alav." "V'chein Yoshua kol yemechayev lamad al peh." And the Zakenim Rabbim Kiblu Yoshua, and then Eli from the Zakenim, and Yeshmuel from Eli, v'chulu. As for Moshe Salvechik, isn't it interesting that Yoshua ben Nun was the one that got it? What does it mean that Moshe, Elazar, Pinchas, and Yoshua got it from Moshe, and then the next line says, Yoshua got it? What's the difference? First of all, we see that Yeshua ben Nun might not have been the greatest of the three of them, because it says him third, Elazar, Pinchas, and then Moshe. And yet, he was the one that got it. So 2 points. Number one, the Mishpatzo Zahav, one of the great sefer on many of the Nevi'im Rishonim, says the Mishpatzo Zahav, why was Yehoshua Zocha to get it? As we know, the Chazal's about Yehoshua, because he, if you look in the first Pasuk, Vayachrei Moshe Eved Hashem. We'll get back to that lashon. Vayomer Hashem El Yoshua Ben Nun Mishares Moshe Lemar. Yoshua is called the Mishares. Yoshua was the greatest servant of Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Gemara says in Brachos, Gedola Shimusha Yoser Milimuda. Not just student, service in terms of just being around him in life. That's what we learn from a Rebbe. Not just the Torah that a Rebbe teaches us, but being around to see how the Rebbe eats and how the Rebbe talks and how the Rebbe lives his life. That's what Yehoshua ben Nun did more than anybody. Why do you stay at the bottom of the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights? Moshe wasn't teaching him to come back 38 days later. You want to be safe not to miss anything. He stayed there. He didn't want to take a chance that Moshe might come or might see my Rebbe or not see my Rebbe. He stayed there. He was the ultimate Misharis. We know the famous Medrash, the Yeshua ben Nun was Masadu the Safsalim. He cleaned up the base Medrash. He serviced the cause of Moshe Rabbeinu, not just the greatest student, and that's why he was Zocha, and that's why our first Pasuk alludes to that, godless of Yeshua, calling him Misharis Moshe. The other point to mention is Ramosha Salvechik's point, and that is there are many great leaders in every generation of Am Yisrael, but there are certain unique ones who are called the Ba'alei HaMesorah. Those who can't really carry the torch of the tradition, of the halachic transmission to the next generation. Shalom wrote, and this is a quote from Nefesh HaRav on page Lamed Ches, Shalom wrote, Masha Harbe Harbe Talmidim Lomdu Eitzel Moshe Rabbeinu, Mikol Makom Rak Yehoshua Kibel HaMesorah Mimenu. There are many Talmidei Chachamim, but there are only certain Ba'alei HaMesorah that carry the torch. And that's where Moshe Soveitchik explains even, that the Rambam in that Hakdama, when he talks about the history of Moshe Rabbeinu to Yoshua v'chulu, he stops at Ravina and Ravashi. He doesn't continue. The Me'iri, just by contrast, in his Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, he goes all the way to Me'iri. He goes to himself. He goes from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to himself. Why did the Rambam stop? By Ravina and Ravashi, the authors of the compilers of the Gemara. The answer is because the Rambam is not a history book. The Rambam is telling us a certain halachic concept called Ba'alei HaMesorah. And a certain league of Ba'alei HaMesorah stopped by Stimas HaTalmud, when the Gemara was sealed, because if that was Chazal. Since then, there are still Bali and Masorah in a different sense, though. That's why you're not allowed to argue on the Gemara. The Ramah writes in Chosha Mishpat in Simon Chafei that Ravina Veravashi Sofa Ra'a, that's what the, and therefore you're not allowed to argue on the Gemara. Or an Achron could argue on a Rishon, but a Rishon cannot argue on the Gemara. So that is why Yeshua ben Nun was chosen because of his Sheirus, and he was the Ba'al HaMasorah. Good. So we start off. Vayihi Achrei Mos Moshe Eved Hashem. After Moshe dies, Rashi tells us, the first Rashi, a Navi, Mechubar al Seder HaTorah, HaMesayemes Betiras Moshe. He's obviously bothered by the Vav. Vayihi Achrei Mos Moshe, says the Rashi, this is connected to the end of the Torah. Navi is a Hemshech of the Torah. The Mefarshim point out, and if you look in the Rinas Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Saratskin, in his Sefer right here, he says, Rashi doesn't say this at the beginning of Shoftim, Vayihi B'mei Shvot HaShoftim, it's connected to Yoshua, beginning of Shmuel. It doesn't say that it's connected, because that's not a Chiddush. All Navi is connected. The Chiddush is that the beginning of Navi is connected to the end of the Torah. That's why, by the way, the Minog Bizman HaZeh is to read the beginning of Yoshua on Simchas Torah. Right after we finish the Torah, Zos HaBracha, the Minog is, even though Bali Tosfos and Megillah quote a different Minog, but our Minog is to read this as the Haftorah on Zos HaBracha, because we're connecting it, it's connected to the end of the Torah. It's fascinating that if we're talking about the beginning of the Navi here, we could also think about the end of Navi. If you look at the end of the Nevi'im, at the end of Malachi, there the Torah, the Navi tells us, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi, at the end of the Shrei Asar, remember Toras Moshe, Asher Tzivisi Oso Bechor V'Alkol Yisro Chukim Mishpatim, Hinei Anochi Sholech Lachem Es Aliyo HaNavi, Lepne Bo Yom Hashem HaGadol V'HaNora. That's how Navi ends. What's the message? The message, the Mishpat Zalzav explains, and other Mefarshim explain, that Navi, as we said yesterday in the Hagdama, Navi is just really an expansion of Torah. Nothing new. Ein Navi Rashoy L'Chadish Davar Me'ata. A Navi doesn't tell us new. It's new history. But the messages of the Navi are all embedded already in the Torah. And that's why all, after all of Navi, what does Malachi say? Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Hashem, through Malachi. Remember Toras Moshe. Eliyahu Navi is going to come and we're going to have Nevi'im back. But Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi, the chasima of Nevi'im is Torah. HaNevi'im lo osifu klum al Toras Moshe, v'ein lanu rak Toras Moshe, Eved Hashem. All of that is a hemshah. Okay? So Moshe dies. V'hi achrei mos Moshe, Eved Hashem. He is called Eved Hashem here. He's called Eved Hashem at the end of the Torah too. If you look in the end of Sefer Yehoshua, in the last parak, in Parak Chavdalid, the Pasuk says, it's an amazing connection, Yoshua ben Nun, Yoshua Eved Hashem dies. That's what the Pasuk says at the end of Yoshua ben Nun's life. Vayomas Yoshua ben Nun Eved Hashem, Chavdalid Chav Ches. He achieved the level that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved here. What is the definition of Eved Hashem, a servant of Hashem? Says the Radak right here, Misha Sam Kol Kocho VeKavanoso VeKol Hashgachosav BaShem Yisbarach. Someone who puts all of his koach and his kavanah to Hashem, VeAf BeHisasko BeInyani Olam, even when he's involved in the world, he's eating, he's drinking, he's vacationing, whatever person is involved in, he's at work. He's an Eved Hashem. That's the ultimate Eved Hashem. Whatever we're doing in life, it's mechuvan to be a servant of God. Hu yikare Eved Hashem, kamo Avraham Avdi, David Avdi, Avadai Hanaviim, Shehem kamo ha'Eved la'Adon. And this is what the Rambam means. The Rambam in Hilchos Deus, when he talks about the principle of Bechol Drachecha Da'ehu, the Rambam says, Tzarech ha'Adam sheyachavin kol ma'asav kulam kedei leidas Hashem Baruch Hu bovad. This Rambam is not talking to the Talmidei Chachamim here. He's talking to each one of us. Every person has to be mechaven his actions to know Hashem. This doesn't mean that we're supposed to sit in a shul or in a yeshiva all day. We have to be kovei itim. But it means our entire life, in the back of our minds at least, we always have to have Hashem in mind. V'yeshivto v'kumo v'diburo hakol umazeh adavar. Ketzad. He explains, when somebody's involved in business, you shouldn't just be involved to make money. You should make money in order to have what you need for eating, for drinking, for supporting a family. I shouldn't just eat because I love food. I shouldn't just eat because I should be with my wife because I want to get physical pleasure. No, I want to be an Eved Hashem. And this is part of being an Eved Hashem, is to enjoy myself in a context of serving God, to keep myself healthy, to keep family life going properly. Lo yocha, and that's why we shouldn't overeat, and we shouldn't eat food that's bad for us, v'chulu. And the Rambam says, when we go to sleep, that's why it's amazing, we say hamapa before we go to sleep. If you look at the end of brachas, when the Gemara lists off all the brachas we say every morning, we say when you hear the chicken, you say anos in the sechlevina. And when you hear the, when you stand up, you say po, when you open your eyes, you say pokei achivrin. And when you put on your clothes, you say mapasha rumen. What's the first one on the list? The first one on the list is, when you go to sleep, you say hamapa. Why is that the first? That should be the last. It's the end of the day. So maybe one could suggest is that no, because that's also, the emphasis of the Gemara is that that's also a service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avodas Hashem. Going to sleep, if we go to sleep properly, if we say Amapil, what the words of Amapil mean, Hashem, let me sleep and let me wake up to serve you better and to serve you again. That's the emphasis of the Gemara, putting Hamapil first. And that's what the Rambam says here. V'afilu b'shashu yashen, nimse shena shalo avoda l'makom baruch hu. You're also serving Hashem, because you want to get stronger to serve Hashem the next day. V'inyan zet tzivu chachamim v'amru, kol masecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. And what Shlomo says, v'chol d'rechecha de'ehu v'hu yiyasher orchosecha. So the Rambam expands on what the Radak says right here. The Malbim just adds on one more point. It says, acharei mos Moshe eved Hashem. Moshe's status of Eved Hashem continued even after he died, because he didn't just live for himself. When a Jew, when anybody lives only for themselves, when they die, they're dead. But when a person lives for others, and they influence others, and they're mashpia on their children, on students, and on their friends, they're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu even after. Ratzal Omer says the Malbim, Ki atzadik ha'oseg rak lahashlem es atzmo, tufsak avodaso be'es moso. Aval ha'oseg l'shlemus hador, v'adoros ha'boim, hu zoche lahashlem es atzmo, hu mezake l'dor ha'acharon. V'avodah ha'masmedes b'si baso, gam acharei moso. Tikra shmo, as it says, v'zikaso omedes la'ad. So his avdus will continue afterwards. So we know this parak is about Moshe Rabbeinu's death. Moshe Rabbeinu died at the end of the Torah. Yeshua ben Nun is commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, you know what, it's time for you to take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, into Eretz Kanaan. Don't be scared. I'll be with you. And Yeshua ben Nun turns around and tells Am Yisrael, get ready over the next 3 days, because in 3 days from now, we're going to be going in. And even you, Shvatim, Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, says Yeshua, remember your promise that you told Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Sefer Bamidbar that you will go through, even though you want to settle here in Eber HaYarden, you must be with us. And they respond 100%, we're with you, Yeshua, and anybody who doesn't listen to you is Chayev Misa. That's the Perek. Now let's go through some of the Psukim as well, dealing with these issues. So Hashem tells Yeshua ben Nun, Moshe, your servant, my servant died, get up, kum avor es HaYarden Hazeh. The Radak, not here, but the Radak in Perek Gimel goes through the math. There is no date given here when this took place. Later on, we'll see that Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden the 10th day of the first month, the 10th day of Nisan. That's Mefurash Pasuk. Based on this, and this parak where Hashem tells Yeshua, get them ready for 3 days, so that's how Chazal understood that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zion Adar. That's not a pasuk anywhere. We know, based on the fact that this is the Radak's math in the beginning of Perek Gimel, based on the fact, he says, even though there are different opinions in Chazal, that Moshe Rabbeinu died in Shvat, earlier in Adar, he says, I like the pshat that says Zion Adar. Why? Because Zion Adar Moshe died, they mourned him for a month, it couldn't be that Hashem appeared to Yeshua during that month, because we know Ein Shechina Shora Ela Mitoch Atzvus. When somebody is sad, he can't have Ashras Hashechina. So Yeshua Ben Nun was in mourning for his Rebbe. That was for a month from Zion Adar. So exactly a month later on Zion Nisan, should there have been a delay? There was no lag time, says the Radak. So on Zion Nisan, Hashem tells Yeshua, get ready for 3 days, we're going in. And we know we went in on the 10th of Nisan. So that's how the Radak says, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zion Nisan. He does say that, we'll talk about this B'ez Hashem later on in the Shiurim, he quotes in the beginning of Perek Gimel, did Moshe Rabbeinu die on Shabbos? That's a machlokas in the Mefarshim, because one of the reasons that we say Tzidkas Chatzedek on Shabbos afternoon, which is Sidur Kadin, which is what we say at Alavaya, why do we say that? Right, we're mastic the din. So some say because Moshe died then, some say because David HaMelech died then, late on Shabbos afternoon. So the Radak there, personally, does not like the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos, if you work out the math, because the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we went out, and if you do 40 years later, but he says if you work out the math, I don't think you died on Shabbos. But either way, that is the date. So these first few Pesukim in Yoshua take place on the seventh day of Nisan. Zion Nisan, Hashem tells Moshe, tells Yoshua, Kum avaras ha'yarden hazeh, everywhere that you will trample, I will give to you. He goes through the borders of Eretz Kanaan, and he says, Lo yithyati vish lefanecha pasakei, kol yamecha yecha. Nobody will stand in front of you. Unlike Moshe Rabbeinu, who had a lot of rebellions, Korach and other Mislonanim, nobody, Yoshua ben Nun, there's never going to be a risk, an arguer on his malchus, so to speak. Kasher ha'yisi and Moshe eyeimach, just like I was with Moshe, I will be with you. There are parallels. The Medrash already picks up on this. Parallels between Yoshua ben Nun and Moshe Rabbeinu and his life. The Medrash says in the Tanchuma in Tetzaveh, he says, L'moshe amar l'kadosh baruch hu, shal nalecha me'al raglecha. By the snap. L'yoshua, v'yomer sar tzva Hashem, l'yoshua, shal nalecha me'al raglecha. Right outside of Yericho. Moshe says, Oz yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael, Yoshua. Oz yidaber Yoshua l'Hashem, b'yom teis Hashem. Moshe took him out of Mitzrayim, Yoshua took him into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe killed Sichon and Og, Yoshua killed 31 kings. Moshe stopped the sun and the moon, Yoshua stopped the sun and the moon. Right? All the different parallels between Yeshua and Moshe, and just like Hashem says here, just like I was with Moshe, I will be with you. Then Pasuk Vav, Chazak ve'ematz. Be strong. This phrase appears four times in this parak. Hashem says it three times. Chazak ve'ematz, next Pasuk Zayin. Chazak ve'ematz ma'od. And then Pasuk Tes, Halotzi v'zicha, Chazak ve'ematz, three times. What is Hashem saying? Three times to Yeshua. Chazak ve'ematz, Rashi. Rashi says, all three places, referring to three different things. The first one is Bederech Eretz, meaning dealing with the Nachala, the Chaluka. There's going to be a lot of different arguments between who gets what land and which Shevet. Be strong. Number two, Bitorah, Rashi says, Kamosho Omer, Lishmar Lasos, Kachala Torah. And number three, Rashi says, Bimilchama. In all three areas, be strong. There happens to be a fourth one, and that is all the way at the end, when the Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe say, we're going to listen to you. Whoever disobeys you, he's chayav misa. Last three words of the parak, rak chazak ve'ematz. So what do they mean by that? Rak chazak ve'ematz. So if you look in the Musar HaNeviim, if you're not familiar, is a beautiful sefer written by a Rav from Denver, Rav Ginsburg, Rav Yehuda Leib Ginsburg, Rav Beir, Denver, Colorado. So it says in the Musar HaNeviim that Rach Hazak Vematz is an allusion to Yoshua. We'll listen, and you're going to be a great leader, but you have to act based on what you say as well. Meaning, if somebody tries to be a leader and says, do as I say, not as I do, then their leadership is going to crumble, and they're not going to be a successful leader. The greatest leaders, the greatest teachers, are the ones who first act and teach by example. As the Gemara says, kshot atzmacha, v'achar kach kshot acherim, so that's what they're telling him. Chazak ve'ematz, racha, that you do it. If you do it, everything's going to be good, everything's going to be fine. And he even quotes a pasuk in Malachim, referring that Achia Hashiloni said to Yeravim ben Nevat. The pasuk there says, u'malachtecha b'chol asher taveh nafshecha, v'hayisa melech al Yisrael. So he quotes, you know what that pasuk means? You shall be rule over all of your heart's desires, and you should be king on Israel. This is a tnai. If you rule over all of your heart's desires, if you act properly, if you act kovesh es Yisro, then you'll be a melech al Yisrael, then you'll be successful. It has to work like that. In order to be a successful ruler, one has to make sure they rule over themselves first and teach by example. So those are the three chazak ve'ematzes that are mentioned in this parak. Okay, we continue in the parak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also says to Yoshua, Rach hazak ve'ematz, al tosim enu yaminu smol, pasik ches, famous pasik, lo yamush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha, v'hagisa bo yomam v'layla. You shall be osik in Torah day and night. This is the source for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Nowhere in the Torah does it say you are chayiv to learn. It says you're chayiv to teach, which we learn out implicitly that you're chayiv to learn. But this pasuk of Hagisa b'yom v'layla is said to Yoshua, right? This is the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchas Talmud Torah. Chayiv kol adam, chayiv likvoa lo zman lo Talmud Torah b'yom u'b'layla, shenemar v'hagisa b'yom v'layla. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin says it's pretty amazing that this pasuk is said to Yoshua. Is there anyone who is busier in history than Yoshua ben Nun? He was the Gadol HaDor teaching the Torah. He was fighting the war, 31 kings. He was splitting up the land between all the Shvatim. Who was busier? And yet, dafka to him, it says, v'hagisa bo yomam v'layla. Tosefta in Sanhedrin, it's kal v'chomer, to all of us. We're going to look it up, it's in Perek Dalin. V'odram kal v'chomer, u'ma Yeshua bin Nun sha'osak b'kiba sha'aretz, v'omei l'chalka l'Yisrael, nomar bolo yomush v'gomer, shar b'nei adam, alachas kama v'kama. Surely any of us that are less busy than Yehoshua bin Nun. We've spoken in the past, the lumdish question, in terms of, what about when one is not learning? When I'm eating, when I'm taking care of the family, when I'm doing anything not learning, how conceptually is that viewed? Meaning I have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah every second of my life. So how is it viewed? The Vilna Gaon in Maseches Peah seems to say, in Shnos Elio, in the commentary to Perek Aleph, that it's viewed as, well, you're involved in a different mitzvah. So you're doche the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I have a mitzvah to support my family, so I'm at work, so I'm doing a mitzvah of supporting a family that's doche the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's how the Gra says it. But most other Achronim, the Stipler, the Kehilas Yaakov, and others, seem to say, no, it's not what we would call Dechuya, it's Hutra. Meaning, when you're doing another mitzvah, there's no Chiv of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is formulated as every second of my free time. If I'm not free, because I'm involved in something else that is appropriate in being an Eved Hashem, so there's no Chiv of Talmud Torah at that moment. When I'm sleeping, I'm supposed to be learning Torah, but, you know, I have to sleep, like the Gra would say. Sleeping is also a mitzvah. No, there's no Chiv of Talmud Torah then. So it's just a little difference in formulation, but that difference in formulation reflects a lot. Just let's get fit in one or two more things. Yeshua, in after being told by Hashem to get ready, he tells Klal Yisrael, Ivru b'karav ha-machaneh v'tzavu asam le'mar. He tells the Shotrim, go and tell them, Hachinu lachem tzeda. Get Seda ready, because another 3 days we're going in. What does Seda mean here? Food? Rashi says they had the mun. Right? The mun stopped falling, according to Chazal, when Moshe died, Zayin Adar, but it lasted for another 5-6 weeks. Later on in Yoshua, we're going to see when the mun is going to run out. Right? The first day of Pesach. So what does Seda here mean? Rashi says Seda means everything that is needed besides food. Kol davar atzarech laderech v'klei zaynam l'milchama. Right, they've never fought a war before, really, in many, many years. Hashem fought for them. So here they're going into Eretz Yisrael. So we'll talk about the change in atmosphere, Hashem, later on in the Sefer. But Rashi says, I can't be talking about the mun. The Radak says, no, maybe there was other food besides the mun. Gemara talks about food they might have gotten from the other nations that they met in the desert. But the Tanit Ve'elio says, it means tshuva. Hachinu lachem tzeda. Prepare yourself spiritually to go into Eretz Yisrael. Maybe this is where Rav Shlomo Zalman's grandfather got it. Rav Nevin Zal writes in his biography, in the back of Sichos Yom Kippurim, he writes that Rav Shlomo Zalman's grandfather was misbodeid. He separated himself from the rest of the world for Hashem parash davak b'mishpat chazu al shim sha'aviv shol Shlomo Zalman. I'm sorry, the father. Parash mi beisu b'meshach shana shlema. For a year before he made aliyah, he was parish and he had his bodidus, because he wanted to make sure he was on the level of Kedusha to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he fasted for 2.5 years. Mishabbos l'Shabbos. Basically, he fasted during the day and he ate at night. The kolzos k'dei shiyeh ra'ui l'ma'alas v'kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So maybe he got it from this pasuk. Hachinu lachem tzeda. Make sure you are prepared, because this is a special land. You have to make sure to realize where you are going. And finally, the end of the parak, we have a source for a halacha. When the Reuven God says to Yoshua, just like we listen to Moshe, we'll listen to you. As long as Hashem is with you, whoever rebels against you, chayiv misa. This is the source, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Malachim, for the halacha of moreid b'malchus. If somebody rebels against the king, he's chayiv misa. No matter what he does, unusual area of din. Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about how one judges a Moreid B'Malchus, but this is the source of that halacha is right here in Sefer Yehoshua, based on the psukim that the Reuven Gad and Chati Sefer Menashe said to Yehoshua. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we start a haschala, and remember this was the haftorah for Zos HaBracha, because it is a hemshech of the Torah itself. Okay, we'll stop here.